Let's bring in another voice now. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts is a regular guest on Morning Edition, and she joins us now. Cokie, hi. Welcome back.
Hey, David. Nice to hear you. I'm back from the beach and grandkids.
Oh, that is sounding very nice. So we just listened to Don Gagne's piece about President Obama trying to govern from the center, and that seems to be exactly what he's doing when we talk about this big health care debate. And yet he's getting all this resistance from both sides, Republicans and Democrats. How does that all shape up this week?
Well, the House Democrats put forward a plan at the end of last week that included this so-called public option, a government-backed insurance plan to compete with private insurance companies. And Republicans have just been over the weekend screaming, no way, it's not going to happen. And some Senate Democrats seem to agree with them. So they're trying to come out with a plan this week, but they're having a lot of trouble coming up with a consensus between the two democratically dominated committees that control the health care debate, the Tax Writing Finance Committee and the committee that writes health policy. And it was made a whole lot more difficult, David, by the Congressional Budget Office estimate last week that the health committee plan that's emerging would cost $1.6 trillion. That terrified some moderate senators. Now, they did get some good news over the weekend when the pharmaceutical companies agreed to give an $80 billion break to seniors receiving prescription drugs. But that's the only good news they've gotten at the moment. They're really having a lot of trouble writing this bill.
Well, these big price tags, or the possibility of a big price tag, is actually making a lot of people out in the country very afraid. These polls that we've seen on this issue, I mean, they're a little confusing. I mean, there's a lot of public support for overhauling health care. That's pretty clear, but also a lot of worry about the cost. And I guess I wonder, how does that worry over red ink play itself out? I mean, does this slow down President Obama a lot?
Well, it slows down the Congress, certainly. Now, the polls do show Americans by large majorities, over 70%, are saying they like this idea of a public option, but they are more and more concerned about the deficit and about the role that the government is playing in the overall economy, especially in dealing with the automobile companies. People are mad about that. In a New York Times poll, by 2-1, the respondent said the president had no clear plan for dealing with the deficit. Now, they're still blaming President Bush and the Democrats in Congress, interestingly, over the deficit. But President Obama, of course, more and more will be the owner of this economy. And that's, of course, one of the reasons that he wants to move quickly on all of these issues before his support erodes. And the House Democrats have promised that they will have a health care bill out by July 31st, but whether the Senate is able to get there or not is a big question.
Well, Cokie, one of the other storylines in Washington has been the president facing a lot of pressure to take a much stronger stand on Iran. You know, there are Republicans who say he's been very timid, and over the weekend, we actually had some protesters outside the White House, and that is a new thing for this president.
It is. These were probably primarily Iranian Americans saying side with the protesters in Iran. The White House trying to walk a fine line here, acknowledging the aspirations of the protesters, but knowing they're likely to still deal with the existing government over nuclear agreements. But what the president's learning is that he can't control the agenda. I remember talking to John Sununu when he was chief of staff in Bush 1 and him saying, you know, we had to change our policy to the Kurds. The pictures were killing us. And now this administration has got, you know, YouTube out here and all of America seeing it and all the world. So they have to respond.
Cokie, nice talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.